ultimately, we're all dead men. Sadly, we cannot choose how, but we can decide how we meet that end. In order that we are remembered as men.
Sorry, it's taken me so long, and I'm just full of apologies, and I always will be. So today we will talk about nothing. Yeah, well, so to speak, it is about nothing. And, and something. But nothing. It'll be about nothing. It'll be about my first, my first Painted Malifaux crew that I played with. Two crews. I had painted first. First one, May Fang. Second one, at the same time, exact time, Terra. And that's what we're talking about today. Terra. Hence, nothing. Okay. First foremost, hat goes off to Jerkwad, who had a bid for a lovely painted obliteration crew that I was the highest bidder. I guess the only bidder, but at his reserve price, he snagged it back because apparently he didn't want to sell it to what his minimum bid was. So, I was kind of bummed out about that. I didn't need it all, but it would have been nice to have it, and I don't know, what a bitch move, that's what I'm saying. You know you are, so if you listen, you had a nice painted obliteration crew on eBay, and you pulled out because you were being a whiny bitch, you know. Anyway, it's nothing, though. You get it. Okay, so, what have I been doing? I've been putting together painting. I got my Silent Night done. That would be my Killjoy alternate model. Looks pretty cool. Put that with my Terror. I put the whole crew up on my Facebook page, so take a look at that. I'm working on my Salty Sea Dog, which is my Anglerfish, which would be my Rogue Necromancy. Unfortunately, I dropped him, and his little angler thing came out. I'm still trying to find it, because I don't want to make a new one, but I will if I have to. Saddened me quite a bit. Working on Manos now, to finish out that, my ancestor, crew. I need to get another case for the wall, because I have a lot of painted Malifaux, a lot of kill team. Not so much painted, Warcry. I need to get off my ass and start doing that. But a lot of painted Malifaux. So, on to Terra. Let's go ahead and pull out what I would say would be a good crew for Terra in M3E. As soon as I can find the damn program, I'm going to be ticked if they pulled it off. No, they didn't. Anyway, and off we go. Oh, and before I get too far, I'm pretty sure I got my wife talked into what actual crew she'll be playing in Malifaux. I bought a couple of the faction books and strategically placed them in the bathroom and left them around so she could see them and check out models and stuff. And pretty sure she's likes Leviticus. Yeah. Figures, the one master I know nothing about, which I will have to know something about, so I will cover him one day after I study him a bit, and we'll go from there. His box set's not released yet, but it will be soon, I'm sure. I can get the one Webster girl, the Abomination box, Ashen Core, Sandstorm, whatever it is. So, it'll happen. I'm going to start a new crew as well. I'm going to either I'm going to take the time to paint when she paints so we get them done together. You know, spend some couple time together. It's either I'm going to do my Seamus crew with my alt Seamus, and I just got my High Society box in, which I was pretty geeked about. I needed all those models in that box, so it was pretty cool. I needed two Dead Doxies. I needed a plastic Bet-A-Nor, and I needed the three Dead Dandies. So it was pretty cool that I was able to utilize one of those boxes, every aspect, because when it comes to my Nelly crew, I already have the one Dade chick, so yeah, I'm going to give her away or something, I'm sure of. So let's go with everything here. Let me go hires and stuff. And so, oh, another one I was going to do, I was thinking about, if I don't do that and paint that, I was going to go with that Neverborn crew of ogres and stuff because, well, why not, right? I mean, you go about it, I mean, it's pretty sweet. You know, I don't know, give a whirl at it, I suppose, that's what I say. Alright, so I'm looking at right now is, unfortunately, Terra's crew does not have a model called the Void Hunter out yet. But once it does, I'll probably swap out two Void Wretches with two Void Hunters because Terra can summon Void stuff. And, yeah, it'll add a little bit more points to this, but right now I'm rocking five stones. So the 45-point crew running with Terra, Karina, the Scion of Void, Ioannis, Talos, the Nothing Beast, the Void Wretch, and a Void Wretch. And I'm happy with it. Now, my Terra, Karina, the Nothing Beast, and the Void Wretches came from the Smoky Translucent set, but I painted the Terra and the Karina up, and I painted all the bases on the Wild West inserts, so it's pretty cool. And all the nothing things are see-through because, well, they're nothing. So that's what we're going for, and I got Talos coming in the mail, so I'm only lacking one model for this crew. And I like to stay with the theme. I know there's the versatile models and stuff like that I can pick up if I need to go with things, but that's a tale for another day. First and foremost, what would it be with the Malifaux if you were going to talk about the Master first? We have Terra, which is undead, she's Master, and her keyword is Obliteration. Defensive 5, 6 willpower, 5 move, size 2. She's got a defense trigger where the mask is through the hole, so anytime you shoot at her, she pulls up a mask on defense, you're going to miss. So, yeah, 5 soul stones could come in handy, because if you don't have a mask in your hand, you pop it out. Shoot all day long through the hole. She got a drift in time. If this model is the crew leader, it may activate twice per turn. If it does, it gains slow at the start of the second activation. Not really that bad, so it becomes like a normal model because Masters have 3 actions. If it's getting slow, she'll lose one. She's got Beyond Time, so it allows her to target buried models with actions and ignoring line of sight and range. And we'll get to this. It's pretty pretty handy. She's got From Nothing. At the start of the model's activation, if it's buried, it can end another model's fast activation condition. Any models. Yours, mine. I doubt the guy on the table next to us, but it doesn't say you can't anyway. you end the fast condition and unbury into base contact with that model. Pretty decent. She's got Age of Destruction. Enemy models with fast that start the activation within 4 inches of her, and that would be a not a pulse but an aura, suffer 2 damage. And she's got 12 wounds. She's got one weapon, which is her sword, doing 2-3-5 damage. She's got built-in tome, and the built-in tome will also give her the Glimpse of a Void. And when you hit an enemy only, target must pass a target number 14 duel, or it is buried. If the target is buried by this trigger at the start of its activation, unbury it within 1 inch of an enemy model. Doesn't have to be this one. Could be any other enemy model on the board. She is on Stutter Time, which a lot of them will have this in the crew. It's for willpower duel. Target is an enemy model. It gains fast. If the target is a friendly model with the Far From Nothing ability, it is buried. If you throw a crow in there to get leeching strength, choose the buried model. The chosen model suffers 1 damage, and this model heals 1. But don't forget, you're going to be burying your other people's stuff into the activations and stuff, and you're going to be moving them all off over and around and stuff like that. And so it's pretty cool. I can see a lot of late game activations on top of schemes where you can bury something that something's already activated. Well, it doesn't count because now they're buried. Tactical action, she has From the Void. Once per turn, name any number of obliteration models, minions. Target number of this action is equal to 10 with a tome, plus the cost of the named models. Summon each model with the Voiling upgrade attached. So, we'll get that right in a moment here. We'll finish up her and go to the Voiling upgrade. She's got Time Slip. Place this model anywhere within range. That would be 6 inches. So, she can move. And with a Crow trigger, Event Horizon, this model may end the fast condition on any number of enemy models within 3-inch pulse. For each condition ended this way, gain a pass token, and 1 friendly model within that 3-inch pulse gains fast. Nice little thing. I do miss the options for the different upgrades and stuff you can have, but oh well. We have the Endless Void upgrade. This says that if you get brought into this, if Terror is the crew's leader, increases this to plentiful 5. When this model is summoned, it comes into play buried. Alright. No biggie. So you can summon stuff. That's Void minions, so Void Wretches, Void Hunters. That's about it. Now, Karina is her totem, which is also her enforcer. I don't know how I feel about all that. Keyword obliteration as well. She costs 5, but you won't be paying that because it's her henchman. 4 is on her stats, except for size, which is 2. She's got Age of Destruction, enemy models with fast that start to activation within 4 inches, suffer 2. We got that. She's insignificant, so she's not taking any interact actions anytime soon. She's a Necromancy Savant, and this is pretty cool because after a friendly terror with an 8-inch aura, oh my god, is killed by an enemy model, the friendly terror may discard a card and heal 4 and bury itself. It's a little bit lengthier, so you want to kill the Karina, I guess, right? She got From Nothing, so at the start of this model's activation, if it's buried, it may in another model's fast condition and unbury it next to the model. So, yeah. She's got the Arcane Touch, doing 1, 2, 3 damage, and Crow Trigger, the target gains slow. She comes with the gun. She also has Stutter Time, so that allows you to give enemy fast, or if they have a Far From Nothing ability, they even gain buried and they get the Glimpse of a Void. So, we got all that thing. Tactical action, she had Channeled Healings. This action can target buried models, ignoring range, line of sight, friendly models only though. Target heals 1, 2, 3. If it is buried, it may discard a card to unbury in base contact with this model. And Time Warp. Swap your Fate deck and your discard pile, flipping them face up, face down as appropriate. Neither Fate deck is shuffled. I don't know, circumstantial at best. Kind of could be neat if you've got a good hand, you've been unloading it on stuff. I would love just to do it because I could if I flipped a Red Joker on initiative and just to show the person, like, bam, I'm going to get my Red Joker on a flip, so I'm going, I don't know. give me drift. Anyway, we got this wacky guy. We got the Scion of Void. He's an alien. I got nothing but that. He's a fucking alien. 5 for stats, except for 2. Tome on defense and willpower trigger. He's got Fade Away on defense willpower, so This is for enemy only. When resolving, reduce any model this model suffers by 2, then bury this model. See, Age of Destruction. Enemy models with fast that start their activation when 4 suffer 2 damage. Mark of Obliteration. This model may take actions while buried. While buried, this model may target buried models, draw lanes, range, and line of fire, or line of sight from actions to other things that are buried. After this model takes an action while buried, it suffers 1 damage. It's a lot of wounds. He's only got 6, and he's got from nothing, so same as everyone else, but from nothing. Attack actions. He's doing a Glimpse of the Void, so 1, 2, 3 damage, burying when he hits you. he's got, well, he has to have a tome for that. He has a built-in crow for the diffusion. If this trigger can only be declared if both the model and the target are both buried. When resolved, the target suffers plus 2 damage and must discard a card. So, watch out for this squirrely little guy if you're buried. He's got the Hungry Emptiness, 10 range, willpower duel. Target suffers 2 damage for each condition on it, then end all conditions on the target. Don't forget, conditions can be distracted, focus, fast, slow, all that jazz. Siphon Strength for the Ram. Choose the buried model. The chosen model heals amount of damage equal to amount of damage suffered from this action. So he can take your life in hand as somebody who's buried. No, no possibility. I just brought back from life a little bit Terra. Anyway, and he for the tome, he can surge to draw a card. Stutter time as well on him. Pretty much everything's got stutter time. And next up we have the Granddaddy. And he is a Granddaddy. He dropped 3 points from his last version. I think he does less. It's less creepy, but nevertheless, he is part of the Terror's crew, and, well, it's a ragtag bunch of, fellas. We got Ionis. He's a henchman. 10 points, defense 6, willpower 7, 6 movement, size 2. He's got buffering. When enemy model in line of sight with fast would activate, this model may discard a pass token. If it does so, the opposing player instead is treated as passing their activation. So, we're going to do this. A little bit of control because he's, you know, father time or something, I don't know. He's got beyond time. This model may target a buried model with the actions ignoring range and line of sight. So, a lot of stuff's going to be happening off the board in the battle for wolves here. He's got stitching time. After this model kills an enemy model with either fast or slow, this model may choose a model in its line of sight to gain the same condition. Don't forget, you could be buried and do it. He's got from nothing at the start of his phase. If he's buried, may in another model's fast pop up, and he's got time as a flat circle. After an enemy model with an 8-inch aura is buried, this model may have it gain fast or slow. So, I don't know. I have a lot of uses. That is very based on how your game is going. He's got TikTok for an attack action. Willpower. It's a melee action. 2, 3, 4 damage. Damage and gains the model's choice of either fast or slow. So, yeah, you're going to be fast or slow based on what I want. With a ram trigger, prey on nothingness. When resolving, this model may end the condition on the target. If it does so, target suffers plus 1 damage. Yeah, cool. Here's the next. Action is attack action. It's called Eventually. It's kind of like this podcast. I'll eventually get one out. Action cannot target the same model more than once per activation. Enemy only. Target suffers damage equal to the turn number. So, you want to speed up the game a little bit. You want to get going. Make sure late game you get some more. throw a book in there, Glimpse of the Void, you're going to be buried. And Leeching Strength. Choose a buried model with the crow. Suffer one damage, heal one damage. It's got severed timeline. It's action ignores range line of fire. This action may only target buried models. Unbury the target within 3 inches of this model, not in train. And with a crow, after resolving, gain 2 pass tokens. And stutter time. And his stutter time comes with Glimpse of the Void. So, yeah. He's a lot. He's a book. Next up. You think we do nothing, Beast, but no, we're going to do an autonomous robot left behind to be done with the internal workings of a tinkerer called Terra. But it's Talos. I'm going to like this model. I like what he is, but I want to like him more as a figure. But he's a big robot. And she's made it so he can take people and put them in his belly furnace and burn you into nothing. He's got armor 2, weight, he's got 4 defense, 5 willpower, 5 movement, size 3, 7 wounds, armor 2, terrifying 11, flames of the void. So at the start of this model's activation, any buried models gain burning 1. So this is your late turn activator, guys, because you want to bury a whole bunch of shit. And say, all your enemies that are buried are not burning 1. Because I said, burn. Yeah. And he's soul furnace, so enemy models suffer +1 damage from burning. So at the end of the turn while you're burning, you're getting a +1. So yeah, definitely late turn activator. Gets much stuff inside than the emptiness before you light the fire. He comes with a void hammer. Why not? 3, 4, 5 damage. It does Glimpse of the Void with a tome. It's got Leeching Strength with a crow. So you choose a buried model. It takes 1 damage. You heal 1 damage. Getting kind of used to that. We got Into the Furnace. Enemy only. This makes sense. Target gains burning +2. And it is buried. Well, no shit. At the start of this model's activation, unbury it within 1 inch of the enemy model. So, yeah, I think they should take a panic test, you know, you're on fire and shit. But anyway, lastly, he's got Steel Essence. Target a buried model. Target suffers 1, 2, 3 damage. Leeching Strength with Crow. Choose a buried model. This model, which same thing as all the other ones. Next up, we have the Nothing Beast. He's an enforcer. He's on Cthulhu. He's running in as funny. 3 of his stats are 6s, except for his size, so he's 6663. He's got time is meaningless, so when performing opposed duel, enemy models are fast, and model receives a plus to the duel. He's got Beyond Time. This model may target buried models. Same as all the other ones. Terrifying 11. Eh, it could be higher. Incorporeal, nice, reducing all damage this model suffers by attack by 1 to minimum 0, ignoring hands during his train, and move through other models, vice versa. And he's got From to Nothing at the start of this model's activation. If it's buried, made it in another fast condition to unbury in base contact with this model. Alright, now he's got his attack actions. Range of 2 to melee though, obliterate. Target suffers 3, 4, 6 damage. Glimpse of the Void, 14 duel. We're buried again. He's going to leech in strength with the crow. He's got stutter time. So, it gains fast. And, yep. But he's got stolen moments. Target must have fast. His model heals 2 and place in base contact with the target. He's got accelerate time as a tactical action. Once per turn, enemy models within range must each pass the target number 14 willpower duel or suffer 2 damage and gain fast. Models that already have fast when this action was declared have the target number of this action increased by 2. So it will be a target number 16 duel. And hopefully you all have fast, and this will probably be in the beginning of your turn before everyone's going to see all the void thingies jumping at them from nowhere, ending their condition, attacking them, putting them into the void after they've activated. It's just Storm Shadows, 3-inch gives models concealment. Now, lastly, we have the Void Wretch. This is just the crew. I will read the Void Hunter, because he will be part of this crew. Not yet. I don't have him yet. Kind of wish they release him for me in smokiness, but I don't know. Maybe I can see if I can get one 3D printed, perhaps. But these guys, little dudes. 4-4 on defense, war power. 5 movement, size 1. Time is meaningless, so they get a +1 to their duels against things fast. It can target buried models. It's incorporeal. And instead, it's the fast, from nothing. 4 wounds, and he's not rocking a lot on the back of his card. He's got Siphon Existence doing 1, 2, 3 damage. He's got a built-in tome, which he needs, which is Glimpse of the Void. So, man, hopefully he failed at 14 willpower duel in the Void, and he's got Starter Time. Pretty much all there is. You gotta have 3 of these. If I'm wrong, someone let me know. I think when you summon stuff, you can only have the max. So, like, my card has 3, you can only have 3 on there. Even though I can summon them and stuff. I don't know how I feel about that. But I'm probably right with that, but hurts my feelings. But Void Hunter, this guy looks mean. Looks like their dog off Ghostbusters meets a Void Wretch meets a scrunt off of Lady in the Water. And it gives us a Void Hunter with a 5 defense, 5 willpower, 6 movement, size 2, 6 wound model, which time's meaningless. It's terrifying 10. Beyond time, can hit you while you're not there. It's incorporeal, and it's from nothing as well. It's just what it is. It's from nothing. It's got the Void Strike. If this model has no cards in the control hand, this action receives plus to the duel. Target suffers 2, 3, 5 damage. With a ram, you preempt nothingness when resolving this model in the condition on the target. If it does so, target suffers +1 damage. Glimpse of Void with the tome. Throw him in the void if you want. It's got the Existential Bite. Target a buried model suffers 2, 3, 4 damage and buries in base contact with this model and gains the distracted 1. And with a tome, non-existent, spur this model, draw a card. So he can let go, now I'm out. And he's got Stunning Time. Yeah, and he's got Stolen Moments where he can, if he's got fast, he heals too. Place base contact with target. Not too bad. I mean, it is pretty nifty. The crew's, I like it. I don't really know what else to say. I like the thematic of it. And, I mean, even though some of it's weird, like the old guy and the robot. So, it's just like, oh, so, yeah. You know, you just look at it and just go from there. Let's see. Versatile models. We have Pride. Blah, blah, blah. Barbaros. For henchmen, don't really fit. I wouldn't even waste my time. Malefoot Child, I guess. Hodgepodge Effigy, yeah, maybe. John Creedy with Hans, Midnight Stalker, Hodgepodge Embassy. Maybe. Vow Circumstantial, not to get rid of past your whole stick of coming in and out of the nothing. And for minions, we have the Prospector. So I'm going to say just stick with your actual crew. This one here, I don't think has a lot of value of the versatile models. So yeah. That's going to be it. I am done. I am working on making this podcast a fully functional podcast. I have to ditch this computer because it keeps breaking on me and not allowing me to record podcasts and save properly. And it's like ticking me the heck off. I want to be better for you guys. I want to be more on time. I want to do things. I want to be able to give battle reports, visual, painting things, a whole bunch of stuff. Look for that. I am working on it, I promise you. We got summer coming up. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing with my life. I'm not giving up on you guys. Please don't give up on me. Okay, don't give up on me. I'm never intended to even, like, throw that I was going to give up on you guys. So, I'm going to leave you with nothing today. I don't know what I'm going to go over next. But I will have probably Tanya on here. We'll talk about the armies. Her crew, what she thinks about her crew before painting it. We'll go over a little bit about the crew, the aesthetics of the crew, why she chose the model she chose, painting and stuff like that, even before we do anything. Probably going to get some Kill Team games in, and we'll go over that pretty soon. I leave you now with Grave Worms, Timeless. It's a beautiful song. I think it matters for today's episode. I got my Terra Fix out. My Talos is coming in the mail. I need a Void Hunter. Anyone's got any ideas, let me know. And just keep having fun, because if you aren't, stop playing the game. Or, you know, just have fun. That's what it's all about. It's a hobby. You're supposed to have fun. And I'll talk to you guys soon.